Mr. President and friends, I thank you for the invitation which brings me before you and this time to address you upon this most interesting occasion. I am not unmindful of the fact that I stand in the presence of instructors eminently distinguished for their work which they have done in the case of truth and humanity. Oberlin was a pioneer in the labor of abolition. It is foremost in the work of bringing about equality of the Negro before the law. 30 years ago, on this day of last March, it was my good fortune, a boy seeking an education, to see Oberlin for the first time. Here, I discovered at once that I breathed a new atmosphere. Though poor and a colored boy, I found no distinction made against me in your hotel, in your institution of learning, in your family circle. I come here today with a heart full of gratitude to say to you in this public way that I not only thank you for what you did for me individually, but for what you did for the cause whose success makes this day the colored American a citizen sustained in all the rights, privileges, and immunities of American citizenship. Mr. President, within less than a quarter of a century, within the last 15 years, the colored American has been raised from the condition of four-footed beasts and creepy things to the level of enfranchised manhood. Within this period, a slave oligarchy of the land has been overthrown and the nation itself emancipated from its barbarous rule. The compromise measures of 1850, including the fugitive slave law, together with the whole body of law enacted in the interest of slavery, then accepted as finalities and the power of leading political parties pledged to their maintenance have, with those parties, been utterly nullified and destroyed. In their stead, we have purified a constitution and legislation no longer construed and enforced to sanction and support inhumanity and crime, but to sustain and perpetuate the freedom and the rights of all. Among no nation here should there be found any enslaved or oppressed. Our house should be no longer divided against itself. A new cornerstone should be built into the edifice of our national continental liberty, and those who guard or support the structure should accept in all its comprehensiveness the settlement that all men are created equal and that governments are established among men to defend and protect their inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.